Right now, we're still ringing the bell up until Christmas Eve, December 24th, and that'll be the last and final day that the community will be able to see a bell ringer until next year. As of last Saturday, our totals came in, and we're sitting at about $30,000 behind our goal and behind where we were this time last year. So that's kind of where we're sitting as far as where we are in donations this year.
What Ezekiel Elliott did in the Cowboys game was his jumping into the red kettle, that impact felt around here?
You know, it hasn't been felt around here in a monetary way. We've had a lot of people, you know, tell us how, you know, how they thought that was amazing and how awesome that was. We've actually had well, I guess it would be Monday and Tuesday, we've had one donation that came in that was specific to that event from Ezekiel Elliott. They had we found an envelope inside one of our kettles that on the front of the envelope it said hashtag Zeke hashtag 21, and inside it had $21. And we thought that we all at the office here just got a tickle out of that.
And certainly that has been a real positive boost, at least to the morale, if not into the kettle, since you haven't had an update yet on what's been collected since Saturday.
Yeah, that's definitely has the morale boost has definitely been there. Our bell ringers are having a good time. In fact, my bell ringers, even as soon as recent as yesterday, were saying that a lot of the conversation taking place around the kettles are about that game and about what took place with them jumping in the big kettle. And then people would throw, you know, they would donate inside our red kettle, and they'd say, yeah, we're doing that for Ezekiel there. And so it has been fun these last couple of days hearing the stories from our bell ringers.
The cold temperatures that hit the area over the weekend, the weather has improved in the last couple of days. I'm guessing maybe that will generate a little more traffic and some more activity that way.
Yeah, we're certainly hoping so. That cold snap that came in really, really hit hard for our bell ringers. We still have people go out. We still have people out there ringing the bell without missing a beat. A lot of them, you know, especially on Monday, they came in saying, well, you know, Captain, I can't feel my face today, but we were happy to go out. But we did notice on Monday there actually was a drop in donations. You know, people were, you know, just trying to get in the store and get out, and we totally understand that. But you're right. Hopefully the weather this year, or this kind of following up the week to Christmas Eve, will be nice for all of us.
And I know just a couple more days to go before Christmas Eve, but are there some holes where volunteers can help bell ringing here in the last couple of days?
Yes, we actually still do have volunteer opportunities for Friday and Saturday. If anyone wants to volunteer with the Salvation Army, they can just call us at 979-361-0618, or they can even email us at brian.texas@uss.salvationarmy.org, and we will put you on the calendar.
Anything else that I've missed that we need to share with listeners?
We're just very grateful for the generosity of our community here in the Bryan College Station area. It's a pleasure to serve here, the community, and during Christmas time is just an opportunity for us to see really the type of people that we all have living here, and it's a very generous giving one. So we from the Salvation Army say thank you.
And this being your first campaign here in Bryan College Station, I'm guessing it's a universal support no matter where you all have been.
That's correct. And this has been our first Christmas season, and it has just been remarkable to see this place in action.